USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A heat wave is bringing 100-degree temperatures to the eastern and central U.S. this week. The region sizzled over the holiday weekend, with some cities seeing record highs. Forecasters say the heat will ease in the Midwest by Wednesday and move into the southern plains and south later in the week. Leaders of North Korea and Russia are planning to meet for mutual military aid.
North Korea's dictating leader Kim Jong-un is set to travel to Russia this month to discuss with President Vladimir Putin supplying weapons for the Kremlin's war on Ukraine. The New York Times reported news of Kim's rare trip abroad yesterday. It comes as Moscow officials said they are discussing joint naval exercises with their Pyongyang counterparts. The White House expressed concerns. National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson, in a statement, said that armed negotiations between Moscow and Pyongyang are actively advancing. I'm Lance Pry.
Tens of thousands of people are finally leaving Burning Man today. On Monday, the roads cleared and terrain dried enough for about half of the estimated 70,000 festival goers to start leaving, and authorities believe about 30,000 people are still there. The desert was turned into a muddy mess after an unprecedented rain over the holiday weekend, stranding people and their vehicles. Masks, again? Corey Myers has more.
In a Saturday interview with CNN, former White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke out in defense of masking up amid today's rising COVID cases.
If, in fact, we get to the point where the volume of cases is such and organizations like the CDC recommend, CDC doesn't mandate anything, I mean recommends that people wear masks, I would hope that they abide by the recommendation and take into account the risk to themselves and to their families.
This is USA News.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
Client wants to see several more design options. The logo's got to be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless. Available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com.
Police in Birmingham, Alabama are continuing to search for the suspect who shot and killed two women outside of a university hospital emergency room. A man was also injured and remains in critical condition. Investigators say the initial shooting happened just after 2 a.m. Monday after an incident at a restaurant downtown. As the victims were being driven by a private vehicle to the ER, at least two gunmen reportedly gave chase and shot at them again as they arrived at UAB Hospital for treatment. The holiday shortened trading week gets underway with this morning's opening bell on Wall Street. Trading is resuming on the heels of a week that ended with stocks in mixed territory. Coming up in the week ahead, we'll see data on factory orders today, followed by the U.S. trade deficit and the Fed's beige book on Wednesday. It's that time of the year for Congress.
Republicans and Democrats will debate over roughly a dozen separate pieces of legislation being packaged to fund the federal government. However, many expect there will be another continuing resolution. Hardline Republicans with the Freedom Caucus are seeking concessions from Democrats, including specific language about border security. They also want the Defense Department to change its lax abortion policies for service members. Several top leaders in the U.S. Senate have said bipartisanship is the best way forward. I'm Ryan Daniels.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
All right, team. Apps on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
We got this event. Hey, Mitch, was that a contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.